Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Peter Kennedy's A Guide to Econometrics is a companion-style econometrics text designed to clarify the reasoning that often disappears beneath formal derivations. First published in earlier editions and represented here by the 2008 sixth edition, it is aimed at students and researchers who are working alongside more conventional, mathematically intensive courses or references. Rather than replacing a full treatment of statistical theory, the book explains how econometric tools are interpreted, when their assumptions matter, and where routine applications can go wrong. Its coverage ranges across regression-based estimation and inference, specification concerns, heteroscedasticity and autocorrelation, endogeneity, and instrumental variables. The sixth edition also adds attention to computational issues and expands discussion of generalized method of moments, non-parametric methods, and wavelets. Kennedy's distinctive contribution is pedagogical. He combines concise explanation with methodological skepticism. The result is a guide to reading, evaluating, and applying econometric work more carefully, especially when a formula's technical correctness does not by itself establish that a model answers the intended empirical question. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, econometrics as interpretation rather than formula memorization. A central purpose of A Guide to Econometrics is to make formal econometric material interpretable. Standard texts commonly present estimators, tests, and asymptotic results through notation and proof. Kennedy concentrates on what those procedures are intended to do and what a user may legitimately infer from them. This matters because econometrics is not merely the calculation of coefficients. A regression coefficient is meaningful only relative to the model, the variables included, the measurement process, and the assumptions that connect the sample to a broader population or causal claim. The book's companion format therefore helps readers between mathematical statements and applied decisions. For example, an estimator can be unbiased under a stated set of conditions without being useful when the data omit a relevant influence, measure an explanatory variable poorly, or encode a relationship in an implausible functional form. Kennedy's approach encourages readers to ask what a result depends on before treating it as evidence. That emphasis is especially helpful after an introductory course when students may know the names of common techniques but still struggle to distinguish a computational rule from its substantive interpretation. The book does not reject technical rigor. Instead, it supplies the conceptual checks that make rigor operational in empirical research. Secondly, regression diagnostics and the consequences of broken error assumptions. Kennedy gives substantial attention to the practical problems that arise when the classical regression model is used as if its assumptions were automatically satisfied. Heteroscedasticity, in which error variability differs across observations, and autocorrelation, in which disturbances are related across time or ordered observations, are central examples. Their importance is not simply that they violate textbook conditions. Depending on the setting and the estimator, they can make conventional standard errors and hypothesis tests unreliable, leading researchers to report excessive precision or reject null hypotheses too readily. The book's practical orientation directs attention to diagnosis, consequences, and response, rather than treating these issues as isolated technical exceptions. Readers are encouraged to understand why a data-generating process might exhibit unequal variance or serial dependence and to match the remedy to the problem. A mechanical correction is not a substitute for examining model design, variable transformations, timing, or omitted structure. This perspective also reinforces an important distinction: a coefficient estimate and the uncertainty attached to it are separate parts of an empirical result. Even where an estimated relationship remains informative, weak inference can materially change the conclusion a reader should draw. By foregrounding such distinctions, Kennedy helps make regression output an object of scrutiny rather than a set of automatically trustworthy answers. Thirdly, endogeneity and instrumental variables as identification problems. The sixth edition's added treatment of instrumental variables highlights one of econometrics' most consequential challenges, endogeneity. Ordinary least squares is often attractive because it is simple to calculate and interpret, but its usual interpretation is compromised when an explanatory variable is correlated with the unobserved influences contained in the error term. This correlation may stem from omitted variables, reverse causation, simultaneity, or measurement-related complications. Kennedy frames the issue in a way that moves readers beyond the vague claim that a model has bias. The substantive question is whether the variation used to estimate a relationship is plausibly independent of confounding influences. Instrumental variables seek to isolate a source of variation in an endogenous regressor that can support identification under demanding conditions. A credible instrument must be relevant to the endogenous variable and must satisfy an exclusion requirement apart from its effect through that variable. It should not independently affect the outcome in the modeled relationship. The method is therefore not a universal repair for difficult data. Weak relevance can produce unstable estimates, while an implausible exclusion argument undermines the interpretation, even if the computation is correct. Kennedy's skeptical. Application-aware emphasis is valuable here, because it keeps the focus on the credibility of the identifying assumptions rather than on the availability of an instrumental. Variables command in software. Fourthly, GMM, nonparametrics, and the limits of one model fits all analysis. By expanding coverage of generalized method of moments, GMM, and nonparametric methods, the sixth edition acknowledges that applied econometrics extends beyond a narrow collection of classical linear model procedures. GMM provides a flexible framework for estimation when a model implies moment conditions. Relationships involving population expectations, rather than a completed distributional specification. Its appeal lies in allowing researchers to build estimators around economically or statistically meaningful restrictions. Yet flexibility also requires discipline, the validity of the moment conditions, the selection and quality of instruments or other identifying information, and the treatment of weighting and inference all affect the reliability of results. Nonparametric methods address a different limitation. They relax rigid assumptions about functional form, allowing patterns in the data to be estimated with fewer predetermined structural restrictions. This can reveal nonlinearities or relationships that a simple linear specification obscures. At the same time, reduced structure can increase data requirements and complicate interpretation, particularly when estimates become sensitive to smoothing choices or sparse observations. Kennedy's inclusion of these methods fits the book's broader message. No technique is inherently superior outside the assumptions and evidence that justify it. Readers are guided to see methodological choice as a trade-off among structure, flexibility, precision, interpretability, and the practical features of the available data. Lastly, computation, wavelets, and the need for reproducible judgment. The sixth edition adds a chapter on computational considerations and introduces wavelets, reflecting the growing importance of computing in econometric practice. Software makes it possible to estimate sophisticated models, run extensive diagnostics, and explore many alternative specifications with relatively little mechanical effort. But this convenience creates its own risks. Researchers can produce a large volume of results without adequately checking data construction, numerical behavior, convergence, sensitivity to modeling choices, or the assumptions built into a routine. Kennedy's practical perspective is well suited to this environment because it treats computation as part of reasoning, not as a separate final stage. A model's output should be checked against the underlying economic question and against plausible features of the data. The introduction to wavelets broadens readers' awareness of tools for representing variation at different scales, particularly in contexts where patterns may not be well described by a single global trend or a fixed frequency approach. It is not presented as a replacement for core econometric methods, but as an example of an expanded toolkit. Together, computational considerations and newer techniques reinforce a durable lesson: analytical sophistication does not remove the need for transparent specification choices, diagnostic checking, and caution in turning estimated patterns into substantive conclusions. In conclusion, A Guide to Econometrics is best suited to readers who already encounter econometric notation and regression output, but want a sharper understanding of their use and limitations. Advanced undergraduates can use it alongside a first rigorous course. Masters and doctoral students can use it as a compact corrective to the tendency to focus on derivations while neglecting interpretation. It also has clear value for applied researchers who need to read empirical papers critically or make defensible modeling choices in their own work. The practical benefit is not a collection of shortcuts. Rather, Kennedy helps readers develop habits of questioning assumptions, separating estimation from identification, and recognizing when familiar inferential procedures may not support the claims attached to them. What distinguishes the book from a conventional introductory econometrics textbook is its role as an interpretive supplement. It does not attempt to replace comprehensive instruction in probability, proofs, or software implementation. Instead, it explains what dense textbook presentations can leave implicit why a method is used, what can invalidate it, and how apparently minor modeling decisions alter conclusions. The sixth edition's inclusion of instrumental variables, computational concerns, expanded GMM and nonparametric material, and wavelets also situates this perspective beyond the simplest regression setting. For readers with little prior exposure, a more foundational textbook may be necessary first. For those with basic tools in hand, Kennedy's concise, skeptical, and application-conscious guidance remains a distinctive aid to sound econometric judgment. If you would like to support Peter Kennedy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.